takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up to its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, spread God's love to everyone. You want to pass it on. What a wondrous time in spring, when all the trees are budding, birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing. It's fresh like spring. You want to pass it on. For you, my friend, this happiness that I found, you can depend on God. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountain top. I want my world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. I'll shout it from the mountain top. I want my world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on.
Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day as well. Would you please be seated? And John, I bet you're going to speak about the picnic. Yay.
Good morning, everyone. We've got a glorious sunny day for our church family picnic. So please join us after the service. There'll be coffee and tea and lemonade outside. Get a drink. Everybody, you know, just relax and chat, and then we'll serve lunch about 11:30. Okay? We've got lots of food. The fridge is full and the table's covered in desserts, so it's going to be a great picnic, so join us.
Thank you, John, and your team for doing so much work in preparation for this. Thank you, too, for the choir, my goodness, and Stephen. With several funerals lately and with all of the work that you've been doing, my heavens, I just keep hearing rave reviews, and you need to hear that, okay? Okay. I've mentioned it a couple of times before that as interim minister, that was going to be 3 months and is now 6 months. It is coming to an end, not my being a prisoner here for as long as God gives me life and breath. I hope to be worshiping, but sitting in the congregation in the future with you. Next Sunday, I'm being a little bit more daring. I'll tell you more about why I'm preaching this sermon next Sunday, but one of the last sermons that I preached when I was rector here a number of years ago had the title, it was done on a bet, on a dare, or a fundraiser. I, God, delight in being a woman. Now, I thought that was going to be very controversial. And in fact, it really didn't turn out to be controversial at all, but much more informative, much more kind of getting us really thinking at a deeper level about our faith. Of course, the story behind why I'm preaching on that topic, it was given to me for the highest bidder at this auction, but that's for next Sunday. Okay, God bless us all.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name.
Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, without you, we are not able to please you. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the book of 1 John. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a sister or a brother whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this. Those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into soul, and bless justice to the
Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: first Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
My friends, I finished writing this sermon sometime on Thursday, but it is a work in progress because lots has been happening in the church over the past few days. So the story is still unfolding, but it ultimately involves your love of other people. Won't you please be seated? First a short poem, author unknown, and then a story. I sought my soul, but my soul I could not see. I sought my God, but my God eluded me. I sought my neighbor, and I found all three. And now the story. Whether it's true or not matters little, because it might very well be true. A traveler was heading home from a winter vacation in Florida. There was a long delay at the airport, so he found himself stuck in the terminal. It was hot and steamy, and I suppose my thoughts were elsewhere, he said. An elderly woman sat down beside me in the waiting lounge and rattled on and on. She told me at great length about the latest movie that her grandson had seen, a sci-fi movie. She spoke in some detail about her son's past 4 phone calls within the 24 hours previous. The last one was just several hours ago, wishing her a safe flight home. And the man just nodded politely as if in a trance, not really listening. You know how it is, don't you? Because we do that so often ourselves. She switched to the weather. It's cold in Toronto, I hear. Yes, he muttered, I suppose it is. Hope it warms up when we get home, she droned on. Yes, I hope so too. The call came to board the plane that she carried on and on. I've been married 53 years, you know. We've had our ups and downs, but it really was a wonderful and good marriage. My husband died yesterday. His body is on the plane. I think it was very thoughtful of the airline to let me accompany him home. Well, if ever a person felt more sorrowful, it was our traveler who had unwittingly turned a deaf ear to someone reaching out for comfort and love. And all boarded the plane moments later, and the elderly woman sat down beside a young couple just 2 rows behind this weary traveler, and he could overhear her as she began. It's cold in Toronto, I hear. And the man offered a silent prayer that these new people would listen and respond where he had failed. St. Paul writes, walk in love as Christ has loved us. And Jesus says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's hardly a book in the whole of the New Testament which doesn't speak about love and our responsibility to others. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, we read. In today's epistle from 1 John, it's stated with crystal clarity, beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. It adds a kind of a blunt warning at the end of that reading. I don't know if you heard it. Those who say, I love God and hate their brothers and sisters are liars. How's that for being fairly blunt? We've all heard it so many times before. It's at the very core of our faith. So let me pose the difficult question aloud. Why are we so often blinded and insensitive to our neighbor's need? There's a litany of reasons, aren't there? And I don't think among those at all is anyone who is saying, I don't care. Rarely hear that. We do say, though, we don't have time. We don't have the financial resources. There's so much in our minds, we're overwhelmed. We don't want to interfere, appear nosy. Our family must come first. That's why we're paying such high taxes, so that they can do it. Some of us are procrastinators too. and we mean to get around to it and sometimes don't. Well, if all of that sounds too negative, let me tell you about what was happening this week. It started with a phone call to our church office. A woman from Hamilton is the niece of one of our parishioners. She phones her very elderly aunt at least once a day to check in on her. But on getting no response after, I think, 7 or 8 phone calls, she said, she phoned the police and asked if they could intervene. Well, they had 200 calls stacked up ahead of this. So they said that they would come when they could. The niece is totally blind, so she couldn't hop into a car and drive to London to see this aunt. So next she phoned the church office, the church where she knew that her aunt had worshiped for many decades and had sung in the choir for many, many years. I was alerted to the need and drove with another parishioner to the person's home. I was told where to get the keys, and I thought, well, if I even need to break into someone's home, I want another person with me just for all of our safety and security. But it was unnecessary to find the key because the back door was left wide open. And with some trepidation, we went inside and saw a bruised body lying on the floor, motionless. The woman was alive, just sort of barely breathing, but had been lying there for a day and a half, conscious, barely. The parishioner that I was with called 911. It was so good to have support. I lay down on the floor with the woman and whispered in her ear what was happening, and she kind of nodded and could understand. The ambulance was on its way. We just lay down beside one another, and I didn't dare move her. I prayed for prayers of strength, prayers for God's blessing, prayers that Jesus would be with her to comfort her. And that's what the police saw first. 2 elderly people lying, hugging one another on the floor, holding hands and praying with each other. I would have loved a photograph of that. There were no visible broken bones in the fall. The paramedics were exemplary. She was brought to the hospital, where her niece and I went that night and the next day to say some prayers. There are 3 quick points I want to make about this. And all of this is within the context of love and how we reach out to one another. First, there was the abiding outreach and love of the niece. With her so many disabilities herself and challenges to work with, who arrived in London by Uber after hearing the news that really had kept her aunt alive. I don't think she would have survived any longer than that. For all those phone calls over the years that she had made. Just love in action, my friends. Secondly, there was the parishioner who traveled with me and I. We knew we were not there on her own. We were representing the Christian community of St. James Westminster, and we were making God's love visible by our presence. The third point I'm going to do with some trepidation, and this is where it just chops and changes a lot. When we arrived at this woman and found out that the door was left so wide open, we also realized that many birds and squirrels had been in the house. There were 8 bags of bird seed at the door, all of them pecked at. The bird seed, oh boy, those animals must have had a feast. It was quite a mess. The woman has no other relatives in London, and I was thinking she could use a lot of support from our parish. Going in, cleaning up, making an assessment. There was a leaky tap that apparently I found out later had been leaking for weeks, if not months. So what I was going to do, note the past tense, I was going to ask people to just raise, is there anyone here? I was going to ask if you could just lend a hand for 2 or 3 hours this week and maybe next week and go in and make your own assessment. And I did that with some trepidation, because what happens if I'm standing in the pulpit and no one raises their hand? But you know, I knew that wouldn't happen. But the following day, I was just chatting with a couple of people and giving a thumbnail sketch of what was happening in our parish life. And both people said instantly, "I'll help, I'll go." So it was just up to me to get the keys to these people. So you will be glad to know that I am not putting you on the spot, dear friends, but I am asking you in this whole context of love that there be someone in your family, someone in your neighborhood that you've thought about a lot, but have just not quite gotten around to doing it, okay? Let us love one another as love is from God. And sad to say that those people who volunteered to help are not needed, because Lillian Dodd died yesterday. Her funeral, probably with just a handful of people, a dozen or so, is going to be up in the chancel on Thursday morning. Maybe a couple of you could be there. Sorry. I've always worn my heart in my sleeve, and I try to fight it. I sought my soul, but my soul I could not see. I sought my God, but my God eluded me. I sought my neighbor, and I found all three. Sometimes it's hearing a simple little poem that motivates us to care and to love. Sometimes it's recalling the many, many passages of Scripture which talk about love. Sometimes it's responding to a woman who says she's very concerned that her elderly aunt is not picking up the phone. For most of us, it might be remembering a story that begins something like, "It's cold in Toronto, I hear."
Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In a posture in which you're comfortable, let us pray. And as Julie comes forward, the prayers today are from the National Church website in recognition of National Indigenous Day of Prayer on Wednesday, June 21st.
Creator and Redeemer, as we approach you in prayer, make us walk in beauty and balance. Make us open our hearts and minds. Make us speak the truth. We pray, teach us and show us the way. We pray first for your community, the Church, the body of Christ, remembering especially today Sylvia Brightwell, Serena, and Laura Manius. And we lift up to you Lillian Dodd, may she rest in peace. We pray for all our relatives in the circle of life throughout all creation, for those chosen to be leaders and teachers. We pray, teach us and show us the way. We call upon the earth, our mother and home, with its beautiful depths, soaring heights and deep waters, its vitality and abundance of life. We pray, teach us and show us the way. We call upon the mountains and tundra, the high green valleys and prairies filled with wildflowers, the snows, the summits of intense silence. We pray, teach us, show us the way. We call upon the land which grows our food, the nurturing soil, the fertile fields, the abundant gardens and orchards. We pray,
Teach us to tell us the way.
We call upon the forests, the great trees reaching strongly to the sky with their earth and their roots and the heavens and their branches. The fir and the pine, the cedar and the maple. We pray,
Teach us and show us the way.
We call upon the creatures of the field and forests and waters, our siblings, the wolves and deer, the eagle and bear, the great whales and the fish. We pray,
Teach us and show us the way.
We call upon all those who have lived on this earth, our ancestors and our friends, who dreamed the best for future generations, and upon whose lives our lives are built, and with thanksgiving. We pray,
Teach us and show us the way.
Creator, you made the world and declared it to be good, the beauty of the trees, the softness of the air, the fragrance of the grass speaks to us. The summit of the mountains, the thunder of the sky, the rhythm of the waters speak to us. The faintness of the stars, the freshness of the morning, the dewdrops on the flowers speak to us. But above all, our hearts soar, for you speak to us in Jesus Christ, in whose name we offer these prayers. Together we say, Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your child, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Star of abiding light, your hands are
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who in the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This is the body of Christ, broken that we may. Through to his word, cradle.
His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. As we stand. Glory to God,
whose power working in us is infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever.
Thank you. love us, our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. Do what you want, the opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. And you can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You'll see, ah, it's easy, ah, you only to know. Well, if you want to be me, say yes. And if you want to say no, say no. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you, be you. 'Cause there's a million things to do, you know that there are. You can do what you want, the opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, you can make it undo. See, ah, it's easy, ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be.